Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Sandre, what do we get so far?
So far we get deer and wild cats.
A bobcat!
And then the fisher cat we mentioned. And Jennifer called me one morning. She's at the house. I'm on the air. She said, I'm hearing this horrible sound. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I said, can you do the sound for me? And she's on the phone now to do the fisher cat sound. Good morning.
Good morning. I would try my best. Okay, it was like this. It's 4:30 in the morning. I'm
Get myself. The phone a couple feet away from your mouth when you do this.
Get away from
I was curled up in bed in a ball. I hear the song, and I just froze. I didn't do anything. And this is what I heard.
Cold floor.
That was me bending over to get my underwear. That's pretty close.
Wow.
That's me when I break my toenail.
All right. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Emma in Wallingford.
Good morning.
Hi.
I get a lot of opossums.
Opossums.
Yeah, number four, possums. And you know what? They are harmless, and if anything, they're really beneficial because they eat their weight in ticks every day.
Yep.
They do.
But it was like the scariest hell when they open their mouths. They have all those sharp teeth, so you think you're a goner. Because I was having a cigar in my garage one night, and I hear something, and I open the garage, the side of the garage door, right? And all of a sudden, I just see this thing, I'm like, I saw the fisher cat like
it didn't. It was like, what are you doing in there? What are you doing out there?
I just slammed the door like, go away, go away, go away, go away. Scared the F out of me.
I think it's scarier when they're hanging in a tree.
Yeah, I've never seen one in a tree. I've only seen them walking around. Yeah.
Do they hang upside down?
Yeah. Yeah, by the tail, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never saw one hanging, but just chilling out in one.
They hang like a salami in a deli.
It'd be cool if people did that. You'd just be walking through the park and you see someone hanging upside down.
Right, dangling.
In a tree. Hey, how you doing? Hey, good. Enjoy your day.
Pick up the change for a lot of their pockets on the floor. Found a wallet. Hey, give that back. No.
All right, Emma. Thank you.
Thank you.
They do seem like they're all mouth and jaw, though.
Yeah.
When it's open, it's like, I can't believe how big that mouth is.
Got to pet one last
September. Can you imagine being a hygienist for...
Right, yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Easy to floss, though. It's blessed space for these.
Yes, there is.
He's a rope.
Pete in Durham.
Oh, yeah. I was just calling about the fisher cats.
Same
story. 2 weeks ago, maybe at my house, like, right around the perimeter of my house. Super scary, but my dog is usually barks at everything. My dog was, like, hiding.
It does like no way.
Yeah. He's like, you're on your own. Yeah. On your own.
You're like, hey, it's a fisher cat. No.
So crazy.
I don't really know anybody's ever seen it. Like, I just hear him.
Said everything, but nope, not today. I'm not barking.
Everyone's like, that's a fisher cat. No, it's actually grandma choking on an Oreo. Nah, it's okay. It's a fisher cat.
You hear him right often, but we've never seen one. But
yeah.
Nope.
I don't want to see one.
That's a good point, Andre. We hear them all the time.
Right.
Very rarely see them.
They're like ventriloquists.
They're like ninjas.
I think we
loud ninjas.
We saw the tail one time.
The tail?
And, like, the tail just jumping in our backyard, and that was it. But like that had to be a fisher cat. Okay.
All right.
Creepy.
Thank you, Pete.
You got it, man. Love you guys.
Love you too.
A lot of fisher cat impressions this morning.
Yeah, really?
Can you do one, AJ? Got to back up, 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 back up. There we go.
I'm almost in the hallway.
All right. Very good. Keep going. Keep going. Back up, back up, back up, back up, back up. There you go. There you go. Good. Yeah, that's good. Stay right there. Keep doing it.
That good?
That was good. Come back.
Okay, cool. That is about right.
Yeah.
You just need the echo of the outdoors, and then you're right there.
All the rest of the station turned me too.
Andrea and Waterbury.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I was going to say possum, too, but since she said it, I'm going to say raccoon.
Raccoons. Yeah.
Of course. Number two, cute, and they will destroy your garbage bags. Raccoons are, of course, everywhere. And it's always amazing when I see a big fat one just like crossing the street.
Yeah.
Goes through a storm drain. Whoop. Like nothing.
Oh, yeah. They make themselves really, really small quick.
Thank you.
Yep.
See
it. I never see one score and get stuck.
Oh, man. The one I hit a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
Meaty?
Yeah, it was sad.
Yeah.
Ah, just ruined my day.
Yeah.
Well, ruined his life, but my day.
He's like, looking back, I got a lot worse than you did.
Oh.
I have seen them stuck in the storm drain.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you? Wow.
Yeah, like right at the end of spring when like the snow is melting and they start coming out. He must have been trying to get in there, and it was still all like clogged up with sticks and leaves and stuff, and his head was just poking out for like days.
Did he survive?
No, it died. I found it was already dead.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't know if it was trying to get in or out. I have no idea, but it was just the head sticking out, and we didn't see it for a while. And then as the snow started melting, it like revealed the body. It was
it's almost like Jack Nicholson at the end of The Shining.
How did it get stuck in there?
Yeah, yep. That's terrible.
Just this little snout sticking up.
What are the ice challenge?
I had the Project House property. I was deep out in the woods with the Polaris Ranger.
Uh-huh.
And I park, and I see something out of the corner of my eye, and I see a mother raccoon with a baby in its mouth.
Okay.
And it's climbing a tree, and to watch that, it's like, wow, they're good. And like, they got those little fingers.
Oh,
they look like real fingers.
Yeah.
And I'm just climbing a tree.
Yeah, a friend of mine used to rescue.
Looks at me. Yep. He's got his baby in the mouth, and looked at me like, don't even think about it.
Right.
I'm like, hey, man.
Just observing.
just
observing.
I'm just over here, man.
Right.
You ever see when they stand up and they just have their arms out?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like Scott Stapp?
I'm like, I can punt you right now.
Yeah.
They look like an umpire waiting for something to happen. They're just like,
my friends.
I saw a video last night on Facebook. Some guy's in a Dunkin' Donuts drive-through. And he had a raccoon.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, gave it a treat.
The donut. He
reaches over. Yeah, runs off with it. Yeah. He's running on two legs, holding the donut. Like,
he was.
Looking just like anybody here when food shows up in the kitchen.
Oh, that's me, 100%. Yeah.
Just like Phil.
I think if you look at monkeys, we're closest to them. But
yes.
Raccoons not too far away.
No, not
they
at all.
They got the fingers.
Yeah. End of the weekend, we have dark circles in our eyes.
They just love eating garbage. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
We'll eat anything.
Right.
Is it edible? Can I get it down through my system?
And
yes, I'll eat it.
They wash their food,
Saturday
too.
At a cookout. That's me.
Yeah, I'm going to be a raccoon all weekend.
There you go, see? Yep.
Cannot resist snacks.
No.
Nope.
Derek?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Morning.
Hey, pretty much got Wild Kingdom up here. How about bunnies?
Bunnies.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Bunnies, I did not put in a list because these are more something you don't see that often. But when you do, you're like, whoa, like rabbits, I see them all the time.
Okay, so like neighborhood kids isn't in there?
And little animals
sometimes.
But it's definitely, definitely should be on the list.
Yeah, okay. They have a routine in my place.
Yeah.
Like every day at 3 o'clock, I'm, in my office window looking out, and there's two of them right there, too. Oh, there's the third one.
Right.
They like that spot every day, same time.
Right, the meeting spot.
You got to be careful when you're mowing your lawn. It might be a nest around there.
Yeah, always look.
Boston John.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey, so I'm thinking of foxes.
Yes, number 9, fox. I get one or two on the regular in my backyard. Always cute to see. They're fast, too, man.
I get it every morning. The fox lives in the...
you get it from a fox every morning?
Really? What does it say?
What does the fox say? That thing is the dumbest recording ever on the planet. But when I hear it, it makes me smile.
Makes me laugh, yeah.
What did the fox say?
Happy Thirsty Thursday, guys.
All right, thank you. You too. What the fox say? Pop, 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 pop It's funny because this is what I picture them saying now.
Right. Yeah, maybe I should go see them in concert.
All right, let's wrap it up.
All right, Tom, top 10 animals popping up of people's yards. Number 10, coyotes. Number 9, fox. 8, wildcats. 7, turkeys. 6, moose. Moose are popping up in Connecticut. Number 5, deer. 4,
now, when you refer
three,
to many, are you saying mooses or is it like deer? It's always deer.
I don't know the plural of moose, is it?
I think it's still just moose.
It's just moose.
Yeah. Just moose.
Yeah.
Never mooses.
Right, yeah.
Got it.
Number 3, skunks. I always got to look for those when I'm going to work in the morning, come around the corner of my house.
Tripping skunk.
Number 2, raccoons. And number 1, dub bears.
John and Weston.
So I've got a story that goes back a lot of years, but I came home one evening, I was a teenager, and I walk into the house, and I'm like, Jesus, oh, my God, what? Oh, my God. And I walk into the living room, and my dad is sitting in his favorite chair.
Oh, his dad?
And he's stroking our miniature poodle who had been sprayed incredibly.
It was
literally soaking wet.
Yes, father, yes, yes.
Dad didn't smell it?
My father had had a number of bourbons and was just almost comatose. And I was like, oh, my God, Dad, are you kidding me? And he's just sitting there stroking the dog in oblivion. And I, of course, had to take the dog and put it in tomato sauce and, you know, whatnot. But
and cheese.
The whole house was
little panko.
A little salt
little
and
panko. Is that the M350?
Unbelievable smell when it's in your own, in your house.
It and it doesn't just leave.
Your dad's pretty hammered. You sure it was the skunk that did it?
No. My dad was totally hammered, and I mean, my eyes were watering, and I'm looking at my father, just going, "How on earth?" You know.
Right.
So that's my skunk story.
Yeah, thank you, man.
You do a great job.
Thank you.
Sure, blame the skunk.
There's evil in that sack.
That's a great t-shirt. There's evil in that sack. I want one.
There is evil in that sack.
Satanic skunk.
You know, just what is going on there?
I mean, to me, it smells like those big erasers these days.
They're like a lab and...
Right.
God shop. Or putting things together. It's like, oh, no, right. It's got to be worse than that.
Right.
No. It's got to be blinding. Just
right.
Burns your nose. Just knocks you out.
Right. It's like they have their own version of Q up there.
Oh,
from James Bond.
Geez.
Pay attention, double God.
Adam and Shelton, what's your skunk story?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
Our skunk story, we were away on vacation, and our good Uncle Andy Dukanich, the Shelton Intermediate custodian, was watching our kids over the weekend, and we got these big garbage cans. They're like 3 feet deep. Well, Andy went to take the garbage out, and lo and behold, surprise, he got sprayed by a skunk. Now, we weren't there, God rest his soul, but he got it good. And they took care of it while we were away and came home, and all we got was a story, thank goodness.
All we got was the story.
Didn't live
thank
the horror.
Thank goodness.
Right.
He got the sack, Bill.
Yeah, the intermediate school. That. Thank you. I had a Samoyed, and I would take him up there to run around, and one night I took him in the back of my brand-new car.
Oh.
And the moon was out, so you could kind of see.
Yeah.
You couldn't see. It wasn't bright, but
right.
You could see a little bit.
Yeah.
And he goes wandering off, and then I hear him wrestling around in the woods, and I could hear it. Something's going on.
Kill.
And that's what I think. Everyone's yelling at the screen right now.
Get out of there!
Go!
Get out of there!
I'm like,
run!
I'm that jerk who's staying. That's my dog. I'm not leaving.
And you break a heel.
Oh! Twisted my ankle. It was like you were there. It's like you were there.
I was pushing a guy in a wheelchair.
Yeah. And I see this creature come out of the woods, and it's low to the ground, and it's coming at me. And it was my dog.
Oh.
Covered.
Oh.
Drenched.
Oh.
You know, Samoyed, all that hair?
Yeah.
It looked like it was dipped in a pool of skunk Ick.
Sack juice.
Sack juice.
Oh, God.
Ah.
So how'd the car smell?
Yeah, well, we walked.
Oh, hell no.
So, hell no. We're walking.
I don't care for 10 miles. We are walking.
We're walking.
We are walking.
You are not getting in
you
that car.
You are a stupid, stupid dog.
But as much as we did with the tomato juice and all that stuff,
yeah,
it still like it comes in the house with the dog. Yeah, it doesn't leave.
Did he turn pink when you put the tomato juice?
He did turn pink.
Not just pink, never mind.
Yeah, and then you could tell when visitors would come over weeks later. You could tell, like, they'd walk in, they make that little look like
the smell of fart face.
Yeah. It's like skunk and dog and.
Well, they stop and they go. They just kind of tilt up. Was like, what is that? You see the nose wrinkle? Like, yep, skunk. Yep.
Tim in Middletown.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Outstanding. Hey, so back in the day, I lived in an apartment, and my downstairs neighbor was kind of being a douche canoe. So there was a skunk walking around at night underneath the bedroom window, and I shot it with a BB gun and it sprayed into his air conditioner.
that was very like very spy movie.
It's like one of those the games where the mouse trap.
Yes.
I'm like ping pst, ah. Then it comes through my nose.
That was a good
Great.
That was a great idea, man.
Very good. Nice job. Thank you. Man arrested for airdropping naked photos of himself to strangers. Let's go to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I guess not, though. Not near this guy.
The employees of an apartment complex said the suspect, identified as Stijak Helm, arrived at the complex to apply for an apartment. While Helm was sitting at the computer filling out an application, employees told officers they received two airdrop notifications where another iPhone was attempting to send photos. Employees said they were curious.
What's this?
I wonder what this is.
Let me take a look.
And they accepted the airdrop requests.
Yeah, because did. Why not? Could be
something
cool.
Airdrop photos they received were of Helm naked in front of a mirror.
Oh.
And photos of his genitals.
Oh.
I hope he was smiling.
He was saying, I'm not going to be a dick. I'm going to have a ball if I live here.
Jeez.
I'm a very open person. And when you look at your window, it'll be me sunbathing.
Having a hard day.
Right? Yeah, I'm really wondering what the question was that made him think I should send a pic.
I want to show him my nuts.
You up?
Sorry, I'm a little testy.
You need two things to do this. One, a big wiener, and two, your brain is broken.
Yeah, you got to bring it.
No, usually it's the opposite. Small wiener, a lot of pride.
You got to make them go, whoa! Now,
Helm was then arrested for indecent exposure.
Oh.
Tulsa police say they recommend iPhone users adjust their airdrop settings to only receive airdrops from contacts only.
Oh, okay. So I'll do that.
What fun would that be?
I'll do that in a moment.
I'd rather be a terrorist. Right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, than be naked phone guy.
I was terrorist.
This happens a lot, I feel like. Yeah. I see it on reels on airplanes. People get bored on the flight, like waiting, and they just start standing, like, and then the pilots have to, like, intervene and, like, tell people not to do it.
Yeah, when you hear the pilot going, what is this? So, did you get the apartment?
I know we said upright position, but please.
Right. Someone's landing gear is down, apparently.
I did this once at an event. Someone took a picture of me crossing the finish line. And he's like, hey, I got that picture. I'm going to airdrop it to you. This is early in the airdrop days.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. Is this guy going to now be able to do this all the time?
I'm not sure if he has access now.
Yeah.
Like, what does this mean, this airdrop thing?
Right.
Why is he
nude?
And
I did. He sent me the picture. It was fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, yeah, I'm never doing this again.
I just got this picture, Chaz.
I just felt this when I was clicking on accept. I was like, there's a... It's a leap of faith here.
A hint of danger, too. Yes.
The hint of danger.
Hint of danger.
Leap of faith.
Yes.
This Michael,
what's going to pop up in my phone?
It's going to be horribly wrong.
What's the name of that place the pilots are in again? Well, I'm sending you that.
Right. And we have a picture of it.
Apparently, Pokemon is still a thing. There was a convention in Connecticut over the weekend, and we sent comedian Vince Barry to check it out.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Yeah, 30 years strong for Pokemon.
Wow. Was it busy?
It was, you know, for a rainy day in downtown Hartford, there was a couple thousand people there. It's pretty
crazy. What? How much for tickets?
I mean, the spectator pass was only like $10 or $11, but then I think if you were actually competing in one of the tournaments that was going on, you had to pay like upwards of $30.
Competing in what? Video game?
So there was a video game portion, a trading card game portion, and they run tournaments for that. And then they would have like, there's an iPhone app called Pokemon Go where you could just kind of, it's free to play. You could just walk around. So they had like things where you could go walk around and like play with other, like an interactive thing you could play with other people.
The cards, you have to know all of the characters and the value of them. Yeah, it's like
I know of one, Pikachu, right?
That's the only one I know.
Yeah, right. Pikachu. That's the one everybody. Yeah, if you know any one of them, you probably know Pikachu.
Yeah.
Well, it walks around saying its name the whole time.
It's hard not to know it. So do I.
Pikachu. You see it, yeah. If like a commercial runs, you hear it.
Right.
Yeah. It's great marketing. All the Pokemon say their own names, so you just constantly get that name repeated back to you.
Do you know? So you're a Pokemon person?
I mean, I've been playing since, you know, I was 10, 12 years old back when the, you know, everything first started and collected the cards. And I've got a binder that's worth probably a couple tens of thousands, maybe 100K. Yeah, I've got individual cards that are worth.
What, you're saying tens of thousands?
Tens of thousands of dollars. I have individual cards that are worth between $1,000 and $15,000.
And what are you looking
for? One card.
For one card.
Wow.
One card might be worth $15,000.
That I paid maybe, you know, $10 for a pack of 10 cards when I was 8 years old and kept it. And now,
how old are you now?
I'm 36 now.
Oh, wow.
So you do have to keep, you know, it's that stuff that your mom threw out.
Well, how much is that one Logan Paul has now?
Well, yeah, it was like upwards of $2 million. That's actually, that's my idea.
$2 million? Yeah.
Logan
Paul wears around his neck like a necklace in a glass case.
Oh, I've seen
it. Yeah.
Wow.
This was a pandemic thing, though, because celebrities especially, Logan Paul we mentioned, but he's not the only one, have gotten into like trying to acquire these really rare cards, and they're spending hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars on them.
I'm not ashamed to beg. Logan Paul, please buy my Pokemon cards. I'm broke. I will accept money.
Seriously, I would sell those things. God forbid a fire.
I have no idea how to, like, I don't know the first thing about it. If anybody wants to reach out to me and figure out how I can get rid of them.
Does Brandon Steiner do that?
I don't think so.
I don't think he does that.
No,
that's sports memorabilia.
Whole different industry.
Wow, who would do that?
No idea.
But you know, I would sell those. Mitch Halleck would know something about. Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I should have brought them to the convention because they had guys there selling and buying and
I'd be afraid if you didn't have security that like someone would.
That's all it
follow
takes.
You.
Yeah.
That was my thought too. But we're flipping.
You go down to the book.
Oh yeah, they would take me out at the knees. I got bad knees, so they could just go low.
Well, they can't. They're nerds. No one's gonna fight you.
Big, dude.
Speaking of nerds, do we have some audio from this convention?
We do. Yeah.
All right.
Vince Barry here for 99.1 WPLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. We are at the Hartford Convention Center for the Pokemon Regional Championships. I'm going to be going around speaking to some of the players. These people are the internet version of Michael Vick. Let's see what happens.
It's dogfighting. It's virtual dogfighting. I knew they were going to keep that one.
Where do I know that name from? Then you told me.
You collect these, it's very grim. There are children collecting animals that then fight each other, and you force these animals to fight each other.
Oh, I see. Okay. What you're
in
saying.
The game, they faint. There's no murder.
There's no actual murder.
Yeah, that's the reference.
It's just implied.
Wait,
murder.
They get into a fight and they faint?
The battling is the whole point of the collection, is that you want to have the most powerful, the rarest, the only one that can do this thing.
They got to be the very best, yeah. But then they faint.
When they lose, they faint.
And they go back in their dumb ball.
Yeah, they like go back, they get zapped, sucked back into the little thing. Because you can't have giant dragons.
It is a kid's game, so there's no death.
There's no death.
Yeah.
A badass trip.
That sounds like AJ in a bar fight.
Yeah, I faint.
That's the best strategy. Just faint. What are they going to do to you?
Technically, get knocked out, but we're all faint.
Who am I sitting with here today?
Hey, this is Bill and Karen. I'm only talking to you because it's Chaz and AJ, just so you know.
Yeah.
We heard before this interview,
hi, Bill.
Bill's a Chaz and AJ fan. How long have you been listening?
Yeah, for a long time, since we've been here in Connecticut. So 18 years.
Wow, 18-year listener. Perfect.
Thank you, Bill.
Brings you to the convention center today?
Our son is in this crazy Pokemon tournament.
How's he doing?
Pretty badly, actually.
Yeah, Dad's a proud dad who called like it is.
Not going to sugarcoat it.
No.
Nope, nope.
No. He stinks.
Yeah. You can just tell by the body language sometimes.
All it's missing is he's walking home.
Yeah, he's...
What's your name?
Anthony Howard.
What is your favorite Pokemon?
A Lucario, but a Weavile is a close second. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Close second.
So he's got a tattoo.
Wait, who's a Lucario?
Italian.
They are, yeah.
It does sound like
a
Mason.
He's a Pokemon.
He's a Manigot. He's a fresh Manigot.
No,
Lucario.
Yeah,
he runs a lot.
Is that guy have a goal?
There are,
he's in excellent physical condition.
His Poobah's a check.
Yeah, Lucario is another one of those, you know.
Lucario.
It's Hitman.
Yeah, right. It sounds like
two different names, Lucario, or
no?
Is
it's
one?
All one word. It's like this blue kind of like
Lucario
weird fox.
Then there's Mycario.
It actually, it sounds like seats you have in your sports car.
Oh, I've seen that character before.
Yeah, it's like a blue, almost like an anthropomorphic.
He looks fast.
If you play the Smash Brother games, they put a lot of Pokemon characters in there. He's one of them.
Yeah, I got
the
fight.
He looks fast.
I got the Porsche Lucario.
What's
seats.
His power?
Looks fast. I don't even, you know, Lucario.
You should know this.
I should know this.
You should,
because the guy said it. The guy actually had a tattoo of him on his person as well.
He makes you sleep with the fishes.
That's fire. You're talking to a super fan.
In inner Smash Brothers, you fight with his aura.
Yeah.
He's like a psychic aura.
It's a fighting type.
But you don't even fight him. You fight his aura.
Well, you can like create like a ball of energy that you throw at your enemy. This is not even Pokemon. This is now a different game.
Oh, all right.
I thought you said aura.
I don't know.
Isn't that the thing where you lift everybody up on chairs?
Drinking again.
Okay.
So he's got a tattoo right here.
I got Lucario down there, too.
He's got Pokemon tattoos all over his arm. Who am I with today?
My name's Emmy.
All right, and looks like your partner over here. What's their name?
Freaky.
All right. What would you say value-wise some of these cards are going for? Are they particularly rare, expensive?
I don't know. Oh, I sold a portion of my collection a couple weeks ago, just bulk stuff, for about $1,000. So,
out of one of those Pokemon, that was
I'll
your favorite?
I'll bet you, because she doesn't. She just sold them.
It's like people that don't know the records they have.
Hard.
They have no idea the value or the rarity.
Yeah, so the whole thing for I'll give you $1,000 for all of them. Mm-hmm. That guy walked away like, I can't wait to get in the car.
He fell for it. Oh, my God.
Going to walk away, but not too quickly.
Right.
Don't want to tip my hand.
Right. If you part that out, if you take however many cards they gave you and you part them out and sell them individually, you're going to make at least that $1,000 back. And
someone didn't offer $1,000 for all those cards unless there was one in there worth $1,000.
They saw something in there.
They saw something they liked.
They saw something.
Yep. But she didn't care. She had a whole binder. She flipped by like a $10,000 card as she was talking to me. Jaw dropped. She was she didn't even care. She was just flipping by to show me something else, and it was just like, oh.
The
here's
thing
a really
about the cards,
tag sale.
Sometimes it's not even just the individual. If you have a set, so like if he saw one card in there that completed a set that he could then sell for more money, it's worth $1,000, knowing he's going to bring 10 back.
All right. What else?
Out of one of those Pokemon that was your favorite, could you make one of their noises from either the video game or the TV show?
Okay.
Wah, 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 wah. I love that.
What are we doing?
Pat's so disappointed.
That was his mouth, right?
The whole time, it should have just been that. Like, right? Don't even ask people. Just do your favorite character.
Yeah.
Oh, I did. I asked them all.
What's your noise?
I called that choking in a walnut.
I like the no hesitation from that guy, though.
No, yeah,
kudos to him.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Man, when the boss asks me a tough question, I'm just going to say...
That's when the vacuum cleaner gets too much carpet.
A cat's going to have a hairball.
When AJ reads.
What people hear when Pat's talking.
Phil choking on traffic.
Can you be more specific?
Every time we talk about hobbies or... whatever. I always think I have nothing.
Oh, what happened during the song?
I have nothing. I don't have hobby. I don't have a sport. I don't have a hobby.
I like collecting tequila in your tummy on weekends.
That's it.
You buy that's half it. Of Connecticut and you rebuild it. What are you talking about?
Really? Yeah, your hobbies, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's
flipping houses.
I guess that.
Yeah, that's a great one.
99.1 PR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning, comedian Pat Oates in studio.
Hola.
Comedian Vince Barry in studio.
Good morning, everybody.
Vince went to the Pokemon thing over the weekend in Hartford and talked to some people. And we're talking about stuff you nerd out on.
Yeah.
Exactly. Then,
that guy, I love that guy, by
awesome.
The way. Yeah. I want to give that guy an award. Corey from Waterford.
Yeah.
Hey, you collect Pokemon?
Yeah. Nice. I collect Pokemon. I do have Pokemon cards, but I play competitively via Switch. It used to be on the Game Boy DS, and now it's on the Switch. So yeah, I play competitively online, on Switch with the virtual mons, not with the cards. The cards, those guys are beasts. I just collect the cards, but I battle them out, virtually.
Okay, so when you don't play with the cards, that's too hard.
I mean, it's more complicated, but like playing it virtually, it's more it's more rewarding. Like, because you could actually see your mons, you got a better relationship. Like, I know I'm sounding all nerdy, but...
Yeah,
that's the point of this. We want the biggest nerds to call, whatever you nerd out on, 203-882-9757.
So, I play with them virtually, but I do collect the cards, but, I don't play the card game.
How many of the characters from Pokemon can you name right now?
Dude, you don't want me to do that.
Yeah, we do.
800 of them, so no way.
Go.
A bunch, and I'll stop you when I'm bored.
Yes.
You got the score.
Oh, my gosh. Come on. Chaz, I'm not going to waste your time with that, so no.
Do it.
He's so concerned for your time, Chaz.
I can name Pikachu.
That's it. And that's because my doctor was Pikachu.
Do 10.
Yes.
Yeah, I think there's
10.
One called Squirtle's Board.
Okay, 10. I'll go Squirtle, War Turtle, Bulbasaur, Ivysaur, Venusaur, Charmander, Charizard, Charmeleon. Like, I'm literally just jumping around.
So do more.
Blastoise. You got Butterfree, Caterpie, Metapod.
These are all the original game. I recognize these names.
These are the ones we'll recognize.
Butterfree. Yeah, I had
I'm just going off Gen 1 right now. Like, I'm literally going off of Gen 1 right now. So you got Kakuna,
he has so many in his brain.
It can't all come out, yeah.
They have to number them at some point. Like, that was basically sequential order.
I was going to say, he was going in order. It was pretty impressive. He started
that
with
is impressive.
Number one. And, yeah.
Corey, I have an idea for a bit.
Okay.
Vince gets in the car with you, and you drive up to drive-thru speakers, and you just say these names.
Rattle off these names.
I'll do it.
Over and over.
And you'll confuse
different names.
Some poor
each time they
drive-thru person.
We'll just say large and small before it.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Go with the Butterfree.
Yeah. A small Butterfree.
This kind of is a trend on TikTok. People are tricking their parents or grandparents into taking them through like a drive-through and ordering a drink that doesn't exist. So that this is something that kind of fits in line with that.
I think it'll...
Wow.
Corey, hold on 1 second, all right? We want to grab your number.
Yeah, don't worry.
Thank you. Big Chris.
Hey, anybody... Hey, good morning, guys. Anybody know me? I don't know if I'd use the word nerd, but I'm very passionate about barbecue, smoking meat. So every picnic I go to...
That doesn't
through,
seem nerdy.
No.
That seems cool.
There's a skill to that,
meat,
though.
Yeah.
You got to be...
It's a bitch of light.
You got to be kind of nerdy. Yeah. Like, that's a science or an art. Like, you got to really spend time with your meat and get to know the meat.
They call that being a chef.
They've changed what the word nerd means. It doesn't mean what we used to call people a long time ago. Now it just means you have a super passion for a thing.
You're almost like fixated.
Yeah, made nerd cool.
I don't know if you're a nerd.
Right.
Yeah, no. That's
I don't think
cool.
You're a nerd.
You can nerd out at my house anytime.
No, that's like a man. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's man thing.
Well, being near the grill. I like the grill. Meat. Raw
primer.
Meat.
To be fair to Big Chris,
barbecue.
This is becoming like what craft beer was like 15 years ago, where people are like, okay, you like beer. That's not a nerd thing. And now it has definitely become that. Like, there's so much out there. I've got a friend who's a huge, like, snob almost, I'd call him. Like, you can't even just talk to him about, like, grilling stuff. He's like, oh, well, was it on for 6 hours? I'm like, shut up, Sam. Just let me grill my food, all right? That's how I like to
doesn't
do
he
it.
He shove his face into the grill and give him the marks.
What was your dry rub? Salt and pepper, all right?
Your mama.
Leave me alone.
Your mama.
That's the worst dry rub.
Doesn't seem like a nice one.
That was your ashes.
Well, how old is your mama?
That's what I seasoned it with. That's why I was dry.
Is that a dry age, your mama?
Yeah, she's aged meat.
All right. Thanks for calling.
People take it very seriously now.
I'm just saying.
How old your mom?
I don't know if that... Does that count?
What, barbecuing?
No, that's close. That's nerdy, yeah. It's like Pokemon is nerdy.
I 100% will put barbecuing in nerd.
Shut up, nerd.
Monica Barbero, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Man, are you the hottest thing in Hollywood right now?
can still, you know, walk around the street and get shoved. So I think I'm good.
That sounds like the best thing to do in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Walk around and get shoved.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
What did you think? Was that surreal moment for you standing there on set and there's Tom Cruise and you're in Top Gun Maverick?
Yeah, there were a lot of pinch me moments in that film. Getting to fly in F-18s was pretty wild. Standing on the flight line of an aircraft carrier was insane.
Wow.
There were so many mind blowing moments, honestly.
How did you get the part? Did you have to try out for it? And who was in the room? How did that all happen?
For Top Gun?
Yeah.
Well, it started with a self-tape. I had to, like, prove myself to get into the room. I had mostly done TV work. So I self-taped, and then I was invited in, and that audition was with Joe Kaczynski, the director, and the casting director, Denise Chamian. And then we just went from there. I had to sing Great Balls of Fire and pretend I was drumming. So
nice.
It was probably good that I started with a self-tape in the comfort of my own.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's funny. That was like the scene. They're like, she's got to be able to pull this one off.
Exactly. Very important.
Did they ask
you? They're like, how little shame does she have?
Yeah.
And you let it all out.
Can she look a little drunk and like she's having a great time? And do I believe she's having fun in this moment?
Right.
Yeah. And do I believe that she's capable of what these actual women are capable of doing, which I think luckily I convinced them I was, whether I would be or not.
Right. And you were actually in these fighter jets, right?
Yes. They did ask me if I was afraid of flying and if I could swim, which the swimming thing was weird, but
Oops.
We had to prove that we could swim and not drown and be put through this whole water survival training thing in case we ejected over water. So,
hey, yeah, don't drown.
Wow. Intense.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't see any swimming scenes in this script.
Right.
Oh, it's not in the script.
Yeah, no, it's not that.
We're hoping that you never have to.
Just
want to make sure you can.
Yeah, just let us know. You know.
If you survive the punch out, it'd be tragic to die in the water. So.
Yeah.
Did you throw up at all in the plane? I mean, those things, the G-force, pretty nasty.
Yeah, we trained a lot. I didn't. I lucked out. My stomach just didn't lose it. But I think, you know, majority of people did, and I think, like, that was honestly more intense than anything because, like, they had to throw up and recover and keep filming. And this movie was, like, intense on the ground, let alone in the sky. So.
Plus clean the plane.
I couldn't imagine just vomiting all over the inside of a plane. Do they have to bring it down to clean it out?
I hope so. There's a bag.
Yeah, okay.
Just open the cockpit, spin around a couple times.
There's a bag, or if you didn't humble yourself enough to bring a bag, you have to do it in your shirt. So really, just luckily, I did not have to.
Just now projectile.
I was going to say, because that's a long day.
It is.
Yeah,
cleaning that plane.
That's a bad day for maintenance and cleanup crews. And they have enough going on.
And then did you... I asked people who are in successful projects if they kind of sensed that it was going to be big. I think the initial news, for me anyway... When I heard they're making a Top Gun 2,
yeah,
I was like, do we need one?
Right, because they kind of hit it the first time.
But man,
of course. Well, so many people really love the first one, so immediately it did feel like there was a lot of pressure. And sequels, like, usually don't do very well. I think they were very positive about – everyone was very positive about this one and about how well the first one did, but you really just never know how it's going to – hit. And then of course the pandemic hit, and so there's no knowing. I mean, I think we all knew we had something good on our hands, especially the more we filmed and the more footage we saw of the flying. And then the more, like, when we saw the movie in September 2020, we were like, oh wow, okay. And then it was just a matter of, like, waiting to see what kind of the world was going through and if it would meet people at the right time. It's sort of like Miracle Babies, like when a movie does really well, when it just hits at the exact right time, and it's very hard to predict.
But I
think it, at the end of the day, is just a solid movie.
It's a rare occurrence where the second movie is better than the first movie.
Yeah.
And I watched it, I was like, wow.
Oh,
this is,
man,
they did it, yeah.
This is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Good. really good. Monica Barbaro is on, and she's in a new Netflix series called FUBAR with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I didn't hear about it. Yeah, and Arnold plays your dad?
Yep. It's a spy action comedy series. It's a lot of fun. We just had the premiere a couple nights ago, and we got laughs in the theater, so that's good.
Yeah, intended laughs. Yeah. It's kind of like True Lies Part 2, actually, like True Lies the later years.
Yeah, it does have a True Lies feel. There's also a little bit of a Mr. and Mrs. Smith because essentially, yeah. I mean, I can say this because it's in the trailer. They both find out they've been working for the CIA for years. And then all of their father-daughter issues come out in, you know, these really high-stakes situations. And they're, like, just trying to save the world and stay alive, but bickering about, you know, mom and dad. It's
right.
Pretty funny.
And you also got, like, clumsy people. Like, I saw that one scene where you had that person with the bazooka, and the thing accidentally goes off and blows the van up.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is she's actually our shooter. Like, she's our gun expert, but something happens to throw her off her game. You'll have to see what.
It's got to be wild for you. You're working with Tom Cruise, and then you're working with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, what's he like?
He's great. He's surprisingly relaxed about the whole thing. I mean, he's had a long career, so he doesn't really have much to prove. Although, in this show, he has a lot more dialogue than I think he's ever been given in any project. And I have to say, like, you know, a celebrity can show up and not do any work. And I mean, I've been very lucky not to have ever had to deal with that on set. But Arnold had a lot to say, and he always showed up very prepared and just worked really hard. And it felt like just like a scene partner, you know, like, so we had a great time.
So he wasn't taping lines to, like, coffee cups that are in the...
He wasn't doing, like, a
Marlon Brando.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to tape this to your forehead.
No. Right. No. By the end of the series, there might have been one or two jargon things, but we were all guilty of that.
And do we know if this is going to have multiple seasons, or we're going to see how this one goes and then go from there?
Yeah, we're going to see how it goes. I think that's Netflix's usual model. We'll see how well it, you know, how well it's received. And, I mean, usually they let people know within the month, but who knows?
It's funny. They don't give you those numbers, right? They never tell you. The only way you know is, hey, we want to do another season.
Right.
Yeah.
It's funny.
As of now, yeah.
It looks great. I can't see how this would be like only one season. It looks really great.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Hope it goes again for sure.
Well, are you going to play anything where you're not a badass?
I don't know. I have another film coming up, and while she's not, like, violent in any respect, she's...
Greta Thunberg story.
It is someone who's an activist, so, you know, a badass in her own right. And
Joan Baez.
Yes. Yeah.
She's a badass in her own right.
Yes, true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very anti-violence, actually.
Right.
So, you know, it's. I mean, I feel fortunate to get to play them. I don't know that I reflect them very much, but I love learning from them, and yeah.
Well, you're on a hot streak, so congratulations.
Yeah, keep it going.
We're going to be watching this show.
Thanks.
It's premiering tomorrow on Netflix. It's called FUBAR.
Awesome.
With Monica Barbaro and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Thank you for coming on. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Nice
to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.